On Saturday, an Alaska City Schools senior class graduated. As a caravan of graduates led by officers from the Department of Public Safety made its way around the island in cars decorated with happy graduation messages in glittering gold, the seniors were greeted with cheers and waves from community members standing in their doorways and along the side of the road. And while graduates were permitted to walk in groups of five to pick up their diplomas, the three-part graduation ceremony was mostly virtual in an effort to observe various health mandates that restrict social gatherings and proximity in the wake of the coronavirus. Despite the joy present during the graduation festivities, the class of 2020 has faced an incredibly difficult year, from losing a number of classmates to facing the effects of a global pandemic that canceled their prom, required them to learn from home for the past few months of their high school careers, and called for a graduation ceremony that was far from traditional.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Unalaska's first virtual graduation celebration. My name is John Conwell, and I'm honored to serve the community of Unalaska as the school district superintendent. Congratulations, class of 2020. Please know that despite the current disappointments of not being able to celebrate in person with your classmates, you will get through this together. And there will be brighter days ahead.
I sat down with a few of the graduating seniors before they walked down the aisle to receive their diplomas on Saturday to talk to them about how this year has been and what the future looks like. Valedictorian Ariel J.R. Goh says the past few months have been hard. From doing schoolwork from home and not being able to spend the last few weeks of high school with his classmates, he's felt like he's missing out.
I think it's not as satisfying, you know, just like other seniors in the past, they got to actually do their graduation with the rest of their class while us, we're divided into cohorts. It's just not as fun and exciting as it could have been if we were to have like the full experience, you know.
Even though Goh's prom and graduation and last couple months of the school year were unconventional, he's excited for the future. Goh is planning on moving to New Jersey for college to major in accounting and legal business studies if things open up by the fall. But he says it's going to be a hard transition after growing up in such a small, supportive community.
I'm used to, you know, again, like you said, leaving my car keys in my car and just like being able to walk around without worrying about people mugging me or like killing me. But like, you know, just that sense of trust here in our community and that support that we get from other people, that's kind of hard to find in other places. And again, you've been in New York, I'm going to New Jersey, and those places are way different from here. So it's gonna be pretty hard transitioning.
Ellen Yang agrees with Goh. She says she's fortunate she grew up in a town where she's known all her classmates since kindergarten.
Even though it's a small community, we got close with like the 30 people that we were with while we were growing up, so I think it's special.
Yang is planning on attending Fresno Pacific University in California to study business administration, but she's unsure whether or not classes will be online or on campus because of the pandemic. However classes may look, she's excited to live in a larger city and to meet new people. Gilmar Tapowin, who plans on attending University of Alaska Anchorage in the fall to study journalism and communications with minors in gender studies and sociology, says he wanted to graduate for his grandmother, who died 2 years ago.
This was her dream. Every night, when I was asleep, or sometimes when I would go to the bathroom, I'd hear them talk. Like, her and my grandpa were always talking about, like, my graduation. Her dream was watching me walk down that aisle, turning that tassel and saying, I did it.
Tapowin says it's a big day, not only for his class, but for the entire community. He loved every minute he was able to spend with his classmates and friends, who he's known nearly his entire life. And seeing the hardship his class has endured over the past few years, he says it's a big accomplishment.
Our class has been through so much. Like, a lot of us have been through more. And it's just knowing that we've lost five people in our class that we were all close to, that we all know, that we all grew up with, it hurts.
After the tragic loss of three classmates in the past year and the loss of another young graduate of Unalaska High School in February, it was a devastating year for the graduating seniors, as well as for the community at large.
That someone you know, like, we would expect them to have a great future. Like, everyone, like, even me, like, I expected Alexis to have a great future. She had everything ahead of her. Carly and Kiara, I know Kiara, she wanted to be a makeup artist in New York. And she wanted to be a therapist. She wanted to do so much good in the world. And it was taken away. But I know that they're all gone, physically, but spiritually, I know they're here.
Tapawan says that following an incredibly rough year, he's shocked that he's graduating. And while he's sad he had to cancel his plans to go to a number of pride parades around the country this summer, he says he's never been happier than today. He's excited to put on his high heels and makeup and walk down the aisle with a few of his friends to accept his high school diploma.
Knowing that I finally did it, and thinking about I'm the first generation of my whole family that's actually going to college is kind of exciting. Like, I'm excited to graduate, walk. At least I get to walk down the aisle and with some of my friends and my classmates. I'm extremely overwhelmed with joy because I did it. And I can say that I'm out of high school now. I'm an adult and I'm going to college soon. Well, hopefully.
In groups of five, each with two selected family members present, socially distanced from other family units, Unalaska's 35 graduates marched across the high school gym stage in mini ceremonies throughout the afternoon. And while the familiar melody of pomp and circumstance brought up memories of former graduations in high school gyms packed full of families, on Saturday, most loved ones watched from screens at home. The coronavirus pandemic has altered many events this spring, and the future is uncertain. Whether Go or Yang or Tapawan will be able to attend their colleges in the fall is still unsure, but they said this day wasn't about that. Saturday was a day to honor the accomplishments of the class of 2020. And like Superintendent John Conwell says, there will be brighter days ahead.